Hello, this is John, and I'm reading the editorial. I used to love working with the Italians. They would ask me to direct the televising of concerts for them. And no matter who was on stage, Pavarotti, Pollini, or even Roberto Benigni, the calm in the TV truck was always offset by the hysteria on stage. Producers, cameramen, assistants would be running around screaming and shouting, and nothing seemed to be getting done. There were times when I worried that the many millions of viewers waiting patiently around the globe for our live broadcast might have to hold their breath for a little longer than planned. However, when the red light went on, calm descended, and the event would go off without a hitch. There would be grappa and fabulous food afterwards. But as to the screaming, well, that had stopped dead. Which brings me, of course, to Edvard Munch. When I first saw his painting, The Scream, it had an almost visceral effect on me. Who was this figure? Why scream there? Who were those figures in the distance? Where was that bridge? The awful energy in the brushwork and vivid palette added a further dimension. It is an image once seen, never forgotten. But recently I discovered a little of the pain in the picture for myself. We had spent 3 days mounting a new musical, a task that normally takes several months. And boy, was there a lot of running around and general hysteria. We were rehearsing and running the show, which had grown inexorably to include costumes, makeup and choreography. One performer had vanished, never to return. Our main character had lost his voice, and the accompanist had had to withdraw for health reasons. We all survived, but at a cost. Anything like this takes an emotional and physical toll, and as four of us hurried out after the second show to catch the tube and train to bear us wearily back to Benson, in the hope that the GWR drivers had not decided that they had something more pressing to do, we four sat down in a completely empty tube carriage, looked each way to see that we were alone, and then screamed our heads off. I mean, who gets to do that on the London Underground? It was an enormous relief of tension and general grumpydom, and boy, did it feel good. Which brings me to the bulletin, which mercifully I've found a moment to put together in the midst of all the mayhem. Though there's more. By the time you read this, I will hopefully be starting rehearsals for my new play. It will keep me busy and in London for almost all of April. Even now I am planning the minutes I can put by to make sure you get your May edition. It will be a struggle. It will be done, but frankly, I could scream, with or without an empty tube carriage.